So, yeah, tell me about, I mean, we got anything else on this whole Clear Lake high school, all have similar answers on the English final thingy?
Tom popped in yesterday, and you know, he was surprised by the story. And the thing is, I thought maybe I misheard it. And then Tom came in, and he said something about it, because I had listened to it before we aired it. And then I thought, that sounds a little odd,
mm-hmm.
but I was pressed for time. I thought it was a pertinent story, and we put it in there. And so then it runs again, or it runs during the newscast. And I thought, okay, that didn't sound any better the second time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Tom comes in, and we went back and we listened. And sure enough, and I've got the story from the Chronicle right now.
Yeah.
Basically, what has happened is, at least right now, and the investigation supposedly is ongoing, but at least for right now, all they can prove is that they believe they did cheat. They cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they did cheat. So what they did, I think, is a fail-safe, is they threw out the test.
Yeah.
So it's not going to count. But then they came back and said, so now, because we've thrown out the test, rather than give you another test, we're going to give you the option of either taking your grade, the average of your grade, with no final, for your semester grade, or we're going to give you a test, and then that can factor in on your final grade. And as Tom brought out, he said, you know, are there no consequences for cheating? And
right.
and at least right now, just looking into it a little bit more, that investigation is still ongoing. In fact, I was looking for the quote. Here we go. This is quoting from the Houston Chronicle. After the investigation, the school is conducting an investigation to track down the source and the extent of the cheating. After the investigation is completed, officials will determine what disciplinary action, if any, they will mete out to students who cheated.
My thought is, next time,
but
this might be for sophomores at Clear Lake to think about,
right?
Is the anomaly of it being one campus within the school district is the red flag.
Right.
So cheat with your friends at other schools next time,
yeah.
And you might not get caught, see? Hello? Because after all, it looks like they're not going to get penalized for cheating.
Right.
Hello?
My senior year in Bryan High back in the day, I was in a position where I could have made an A on the final or an F on the final and gotten a C in the class. So I just took 3 minutes and checked C on the Scantron all the way down, and I ended up making like a 64 on the final.
Well, thanks. When in doubt.
Yeah.
When in doubt.
Yeah.
C is always the way to go.
You know, and the really ridiculous thing about this is, if you take those, and of course, you know, again, if you can prove that they cheated, and which is going to be difficult,
right.
Because right now they're basing it on results, and they're taking an educated guess that's saying, okay, this is not likely this is obvious to us that there was some academic dishonesty going on, because what they did was they changed the test from one day to the next. And then when the test results came in from the next time, the answers were the same. It matched up with what
right.
would have been the first version of the test, which told them that they had answers. But what's ridiculous is, if you take the people that you know or that you feel like cheated, but you don't know how many
now,
of the ones you took.
And who are those people?
Exactly. So what do you do? Do you tell all of them, look, we're not going to let you walk the stage at graduation. Mm-hmm. We'll give you your diploma, but you can't participate in graduation.
Yeah.
Well, and the other.
And I think what it is that they, really, the only option they have right now is a nuclear option, and that's going to go over like a herd
right.
of turtles with a bunch of parents.
Right.
Because somewhere in there, there's somebody who's not a good test taker,
right.
who knocked it out of the park, honestly, if you will.
Sure.
And now they're going to be asked to go back because they're part of this senior class, because all of them are going to have to be retested. And what happens if they tank the second time? See? And that's where we end up at the courthouse. See?
Yeah, on day two of this, looking at this a second day, the biggest problem I have is the district giving them the option of not taking the final at all.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what you do is you take, I mean, you, it's going to be a pain in the rear, but you take them into the cafeteria, you put one chair in between them, and you separate everybody out, you fill it full of proctors, and you force all of them to retake that final.
Yeah.
But my kid did fine. Why are you making him do it again with the chance that he might not do as well, or she?
If they studied, ma'am, we are confident that your child, we're confident that your child will excel once again.
Well, no, the way you fix that, I think that, you know, for the kids that didn't cheat, who take it again, they should have their choice of taking the high score of the second test or the third test. You know, they could take whichever was.
But how do you know they
scored?
How do you know they didn't cheat?
Yeah. Well, because if they cheated on the second test, more than likely they made a poor score because the questions were rearranged. So they made a poor score. So if they cheated, then more than likely they're going to make another poor score again.
The slippery slope there is then uh-huh. you set a threshold of performance on the second test,
mm-hmm.
and based on those that you thought cheated.
Right.
And everyone below that threshold of performance must be forced to retake the test.
That's an ill-conceived benchmark that you put in to do that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, a little bird told me that you're going to be giving her a wet wrestling ticket. Is that true?
Did you say wet wrestling ticket?
Thank you.
Yeah. That's one lying bird.
Not going to happen today.
No.
Yeah.
When's the wrestling?
Sometime this month.
Depends on when we get the kiddie pool filled up.
Yeah. Depends on when that girl calls her back.
Yeah. When the jello finishes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's move on to important stuff like jello wrestling. Number of twins born in U.S. America has doubled over the last three decades.
Oh.
For some reason or other, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is commenting on this. That I don't understand.
Have they figured out all the other ills that we face?
They have to do that. They attribute the huge increase largely to new treatments for fertility. We seem to be making improvements and refinements. More than 137,000 twins were born. Now, is that sets of twins or twins born in 2009?
I'd say sets of twins.
One in every, see if you say 137,000 twins, I would think that's 137,000 individual people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's one in every 30 babies. One in every 30 babies, what they say. Okay, so they've discovered these cracks in the wings of airplanes.
Ooh.
And pretty much they're going to say this is not a safety concern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
According to Reuters, recent inspections turned up cracks in the wings of two Airbus A380 jumbo jets, and those are really big jets. Singapore Airlines claims that the cracks pose no safety threats. They're minor cracks. They're described as minor cracks.
When do they become adult cracks?
I'm not sure.
I don't want to be on a plane that has an adult crack.
Yeah, I understand. It bothers me enough when they flap, okay? When you're going down the runway and you watch them,
they do flap a little. Well, how are they going to get in the air if they don't flap some?
These are Singapore Airlines and Qantas fleets. Airbus likely to use a service bulletin to airlines later this month to let us know, instructing them that the crack issue. Well, that doesn't sound good, does it? Cracks on the wings, I think.
A crack on a plane? What? Yeah.
Not good. All right. State trooper nailed a motorist trying to use the carpool lane by driving with a plastic skeleton in the passenger seat. Obviously not too bright.
If you get pulled over, you might as well go ahead and play the crazy card. But this is my friend. You know, just have fun with it at that point.
But what caught the officer's attention was that the guy was speeding and driving aggressively. I mean...
In the HOV lane?
Nice job. Yeah, what do you do? How do you drive aggressively in the HOV lane?
I guess he's tailgating. Because that's about all you can do aggressively in the HOV lane, unless you're going to rub up against the concrete barriers.
The skeleton was outfitted with a white hoodie.
Yeah.
And some kind of a metal cookie tin between its thigh bones. The
which is connected to the hip bone.
It needed a sandwich.
Well, it sounds like it. It could have done with a little caloric intake. Driver ticketed for speeding, an unsafe lane change. So yeah, and the carpool violation.
So
did they come out of the HOV and go back in? Is it not? Maybe because it's physically divided.
I've never seen a multi-lane HOV lane.
No. Driver is ticketed for those things. Reportedly had no comment for the trooper concerning the passenger. So, again, didn't do what you had suggested, talking about your special friend right there, but nonetheless.
Not commenting just tells you, give me the ticket, let me get on down the road, which I'm sure the trooper was more than happy to comply.
Yeah, be glad to do that. A Denver woman was charged with punching, scratching, and sliding her rear end against a painting worth more than $30 million.
What? Scratching?
Yeah.
You mean like she had an itch?
I'm not sure. Can't tell you yet.
Did you say punching?
I did. Yeah.
Punched a painting with your... So she sat on it.
36-year-old Carmen Tush. That's her name.
Tush.
Tush.
Tush. Oh.
Let's call her Tush.
Yeah. rubbed up against the oil canvas, causing $10,000 worth of damage. What, was it still wet? I don't know. Incredibly, alcohol was involved.
No.
The painting is called 1957 J Number 2. It was considered one of the most influential painters, Clifford Still, in post-World War II abstract impressionist artist. Now look, when you get to abstract, you have to understand not everybody is going to grasp your concept in the painting. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, most of them probably won't rub their behinds on it, but, I mean, she just happened to be expressing her opinion, I suppose. And, once again, she's probably holding that stem in her hand that she's filled up two or three times and comes over there and decides she wants to rub on the painting. Not sure. 722. Also, the other thing I'd like to talk about a little bit is the story that you had about this 14-year-old American teenager.
I'm about to have to go. So.
Oh, are you? Well, we'll do it later then. Okay, because that's kind of a it's kind of an interesting thing. Japan is trying to solve their homeless problem. This isn't a bad idea. Sapporo is putting the homeless to work as local tour guides. The idea, create jobs, put the homeless back to work.
Yeah, that's right. Who knows the area better?
Exactly. Just because they don't have a job doesn't mean that they don't know about the city.
Uh-huh.
That's not a bad idea. We could do that here.
That's right.
We've got a couple of people who you see on the streets and have for years. They probably know some stories.
Yeah.
Anyway, a spokesperson says the most important issue of getting people to curb their prejudice against the homeless, if they'll do that, then these people will be accepted. I'm going to say embrace, but they'd be accepted. Critics say, even though the idea seems like a good one, the homeless aren't exactly getting paid. In fact, it's apparently more like homeless exploitation, they would say. Sapporo, a major tourist district known for its food and annual snow festival. But again, put them to work in some way, shape, or form. Make them socially acceptable, if that's a problem. But let them share their knowledge. I mean, have somebody watch over them for a while, make sure that they're saying and doing proper things, but why the heck not? And you know what it does? It raises their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they feel better. Maybe go out there and get a job. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. So the homeless is tour guides in Sapporo. It's 723.